Well, welcome to FBC Pastors Talk. I'm excited today to kick off just a new mini-series of interviews that we think will be helpful to especially believers tuning in, but no doubt to members of our own church family at Faith Bible Church. And because that new mini-series is going to be a series of interviews on suffering. For those who tuned in to earlier episodes, you recall back in the spring that we looked at the book of Ecclesiastes. And one of the overarching lessons we learned is that God is sovereign over everything. God is sovereign over the times, the big things going on in our country, in our nation, in the world. But he's also sovereign over every aspect of human life, the full range of things that we experience as his children. And so, of course, that includes the good things, the things that we immediately rejoice in, but also the difficult things. We were reminded in Ecclesiastes 3:1 that there is a time, or that in everything there is a season and a time for every purpose under heaven. And so we want to bring some family members from our church, from Faith Bible Church, on and talk through times of suffering in their lives and how the Lord has used it in their life. And we look forward to how the Lord will use it in the life of the church. We want to glorify God, showing that his word is true, that he is sovereign over these things, but also help those who may be going through suffering as well. And so joining me today for our first interview in this series are Pastor Bruce and his wife, Lil. And I thought I would just say that we're excited that Bruce, even last week, let the elders know that he's going to be rejoining us fully on the elder board. He came to our meeting last week. We were excited about that. And our church, I'm sure, is excited about that, too. But getting to that point, Bruce, last week, to the point where you were ready to say, yes, I'm coming back on board after the last year. That you went through, I think we said a year ago almost in August, you stepped away due to health issues, which you didn't know what that was going to be when you started to have health issues mid last summer, coming to find out that you were diagnosed with cancer, several rounds of radiation, chemotherapy, even a stem cell transplant, a long stay in the Cleveland Clinic over the holidays, which was difficult, a whole host of things that you went through during the last year. And so maybe it's safe to say, maybe I can say without a doubt, it's probably maybe the most difficult year you've gone through, or one of the most difficult years that you've gone through. So just want to start by asking you, just describe the last year from a from the perspective of the unique tests and trials and difficulties that were presented there, physically, emotionally, spiritually, all those things.
Well, it's interesting because Will and I have talked many times before this, that our life was pretty simple. You know, we didn't really have a lot of trials in our life. When we first got married, the first 5 years, we had some challenges. We lost one of our daughters, and that was very difficult. But from that point on, up until last year, I would say we were living a pretty easy life. And we even talked about it at times, saying we see a lot of other people who have gone through difficult times and think, you know, our life's been really simple. But obviously, last year, March changed everything. 2019 was a whole different animal. Because it all started in March when I got pancreatitis and wound up in the hospital for a period of time there. Then a number of months later, wound up having gallbladder surgery. And we thought at that point in time, life was going to go back to normal again. And we were looking forward to that. But obviously, the Lord and his sovereign plan had a different plan. And so in August of 2019, literally everything changed. Actually, it was August the 6th. It was our 42nd anniversary, and we spent our 42nd anniversary in the hospital in great pain, not realizing that we even had cancer. That's, I would say, what was it, about midnight? I think we were in
a little bit before midnight.
Yeah, the doctor came in and said, has anybody explained to you the test results that we have done over the last couple of weeks? And we said, we haven't heard anything. And he said, well, I don't mean to be the one to give you bad news, but he says you have cancer. Mm-hmm. Well, obviously we were shocked. We were concerned. We were fearful.
We were numb.
We were numb. I was personally scared because I watched my dad had cancer, and I watched what it did to him. And to be honest with you, it was a little frightening. But that was probably the first time, I would say, in our Christian life that we now had the opportunity to live out our faith. there have been so many times as Christians we talk about our faith, we say flowering things about our faith, we trust the Lord when things are good, but now things weren't what we would want to call good. So this was the first time, like I said, that we had to really sit down and live our life and trust the Lord in all those things that we had absolutely no control over anymore. And so it was good for us to finally come to the point in our life to where we had to live out our faith.
So in other words, there were things that you knew cognitively and you would have said from the Word of God, these are true, but this gave you the opportunity to know it in a different way and to see it and be forced, like you said, to believe it and live that out.
Well, if you remember when I was in the hospital there for roughly 16 days, I asked the elders to come in. And if you remember some of the things I spoke to you guys about, one of the things that I learned through this whole thing is that in God's, and I praise the Lord even to this day for it, is that the Lord really humbled me and really dealt with my pride. And I am so thankful for that. And one of my fears now is that while I'm healthy, my fear is that that will come back. So I pray almost every day that the Lord will just continue to hold my pride and just crucify that thing, because it's a horrible animal. And cancer has allowed me to experience what it's like to be flat on your back and totally in, out of control, have no control at all. I had no pride. I couldn't do anything. I mean, there was episodes in the hospital that were very humbling. I'll just put it that way. Mm-hmm. So that destroyed my pride. And to this day, I'm thankful for that.
Mm-hmm. And if I were to guess, that's probably not something even going into this episode. We all know that we struggle with pride or different things, but that wasn't something you probably were expecting to be, to have the Lord reveal that to you, or, hey, Bruce, you need this. And that was,
No, that was the last thing on my mind.
Yeah.
That the Lord would use this to kill my pride. Mm. But also through that, Lil and I have been blessed through this whole cancer. You know, people call it a trial. We never looked at it as a trial. Lil and I have looked at this whole thing as a journey. And I think that mindset is different than looking at it as a trial. Because if it's a journey, that means the Lord is taking us down a path that He has sovereignly planned for us, which we totally believe. That every aspect of this last year was by His hand, and we're thankful for that. Was it easy? No. Was it fearful? Yes. Were we scared at times? Yes. Were there tears?
Lots.
But the blessings from it just overshadow all that stuff. I would say that Lil and I's relationship now through this journey is stronger now than it's ever been. Our personal relationship with the Lord is stronger now than it's ever been. I've been humbled more now than I've ever been in my entire life. And how do you not thank the Lord for all these things?
Yeah.
We have to.
Yeah. What did you learn about the local church during this time? How did that, because there was a time where you were in many ways separated, not being able to attend and not having the normal contact in the body life that you did, but yet were there ways in which you felt closer to the church than you ever did?
Well, the church was, we can't even describe how blessed we have been from the church. Well, until I went back to church a number of weeks ago, I had not been in church for 10 months. But during those 10 months, we had visits, we had cards, people gave food, phone calls. There were two ladies in the church who would send me a card every single week, which is, we were just blown away by the love of the church, and we're thankful for that to this day, for sure. Anything you wanted to say in regards to that, dear?
No, it was just, we were just overwhelmed.
Yeah, it's great work.
The only way you can explain it was overwhelmed from the love and the care that, you know, the people showed us.
Mm.
And it makes me want to reach out to those people more.
Absolutely.
You know, like sending cards. Like, I was never that great about sending cards. You know, I mean, I would, but I just, not on a regular basis or anything. But there were some people that was just like, there's another card, you know, and it was just encouraging.
Sure.
So hopefully I can be a little bit more faithful in sending cards to people, because it is an encouragement.
Sure.
And in all honesty, many people will send cards. They really don't know what the impact is. we can tell you.
Yeah.
Even a simple
card. It had a great impact.
Yeah.
Just knowing that they would take the time to write something or just send a card means that obviously we were on their mind. That spoke volumes to us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One more question about what you learned before we move on to what you would say to other folks. Mm-hmm. Was there anything you did learn about God from His Word in general, about because you were forced to perhaps depend on Him more? So you learned some things experientially, or you had to live out some things experientially that you already knew were true, but was there anything brand new that you learned in your walk with the Lord that you just hadn't considered, or I don't know, just anything there that you just...
Nothing that really comes to mind.
Yeah.
The thing that just keeps coming to mind is that how we had to live out and actually enjoy in this journey, watching God do His work and seeing the truths that we believe come true and be fleshed out.
Yeah.
Not only in our lives, but even the lives of the people around us. Mm. What it did to our family, not just Lil and I, I'm talking about our family, was unbelievable. Our kids just rallied around us like the church did, but in a more intimate way, obviously. I saw my kids grow closer together. I saw them using their spiritual gifts for us, which we had not seen before. So all those things are just beyond description. And we just thank the Lord for this. I've told many people that for the blessings that we received from the church, the blessings we received by us growing closer together, the blessings we receive by our family drawing closer together, I would go through cancer again.
Hmm. And even what you said there about it really gave, well, God ordained it, but it was an opportunity through which He made it, He put it on display that these things are true. And that result was your hope was bolstered, your confidence that these things are true and that there is, that God is real, these things are working. And so you had to think that without trials in general and this journey you went through, we would still have faith, but not as strong. And just how
Absolutely.
God uses those. I mean,
because in reality, our faith sometimes when we don't have difficulties in our life, our faith are words on a page. They're words in the Bible. But when we have to live through them and we see the sovereign hand of God, His mercy and His kindness and His love being fleshed out in our lives, there is greater worship, there's greater praise, there's greater thanksgiving, I think, in our lives that we would have never seen otherwise.
Mm.
We would have never grown the way we have grown unless we would have had cancer. I truly believe that. So we thank the Lord for that. Mm. I mean, it sounds weird. Why would you thank the Lord for cancer? But in reality, like I said before, the benefits totally outweigh all the difficulties that we went through. And I was just thinking the other day, a lot of the details and even the pain, I've actually forgotten about a lot of that stuff. Mm. That doesn't even come to my mind anymore.
Mm.
The blessings come to mind and all the time, but all the difficulties and hard times, I don't even think about those anymore.
That's
amazing. It's even weird when we went up to the Cleveland Clinic for the stem cell transplant. It was kind of weird, Lil, and I actually looked forward to going up there because we had been trapped in the house for months, and we looked at going
on vacation.
We looked at it as a little mini vacation, kind of weird, but we just had the best time up there.
Mm, that's amazing. And I'm thankful for that. And that's exactly why we're having these interviews, is to give our folks the chance to see that and themselves have their faith bolstered, that to see these things to the best they can in action in the lives of people. So that being said, what would you say then to those who are going through maybe on the front end of maybe not to the degree of what you went through, but any kind of difficulty? And
sure.
What would you say to them then?
Well, Lil and I coined a phrase, which is, when it's not original, obviously, but our phrase was that we said to each other every day, one day at a time. Because we have no control over yesterday, that's past, and we have no control over tomorrow. And so we would take one day at a time, because if not, our minds would go places that they shouldn't go. Do you want to address
that? Which they did at first. You know, at first it was like, We had no clue, and it was just, I don't know. It was hard to even think. But if we tried to do it, just think about what we know today and not worry about, you know, what's going to happen tomorrow, I think that that made things so much not easier. That's not really the right word, but it was just, you don't want to get ahead of yourself, you know.
Yeah.
And the doctors were saying one thing, but then he was in such pain, and it was like, I, you know, it was just hard.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
if you just thought about the things that you know,
I was just
for
gonna say,
sure,
a lot
and
of that,
that you took...
Philippians 4, thinking on the things that are true. And,
exactly.
And right. not that, which
and
is very difficult.
And not let your mind
there.
Go to places that you don't want it to go to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We wanted to be careful that we didn't get caught up in the emotion of the whole thing, because if we did, then truth would be ejected, because then we'd be dealing with the circumstances, and we want to be dealing with facts and the truth. And why, and we, again, God revealed himself in so many ways. Why would we want to even sit there and even contemplate what the possibilities could be when we already know that God was already in control of all of it? And in reality, the, what's the worst thing that could happen to me?
You,
I mean,
yeah.
if I pass, I'm with the Lord. So jokingly, I would say the worst thing that could happen to me is let me live longer. Because now I could stay here longer. I can't go home with the Lord.
But that didn't happen like right away. I mean, we had rough days.
Sure.
We did have rough days.
Yeah.
Well, you were there for the roughest day, Jared.
Yes,
you were there for the roughest day, for sure. That day, I honestly thought I was going home.
Well, speak to that point, because I think, again, you're speaking now on the back end of this, having the whole year of going through it, reflection, looking back. But don't you also need to be, what expectation should you set for folks that, I mean, there are going to be hard days, not just physically.
Absolutely.
But also emotionally and spiritually, right? I mean, were there days where that were very difficult even spiritually, I guess, just to set the expectation.
There were dark days beyond. I know it sounds like I'm kind of making this sound like it was a wonderful experience. In hindsight, spiritually it was, but there were definitely valleys. There were dark days. I remember calling up a dear brother probably at 5:30 in the morning and asking him if he'd come in and sit with me and talk through some things, because at that point in time, I was very fearful. I woke up one day, and I was almost panicking. I was fearful. So this dear brother came in, and we prayed together and talked together for literally hours. And again, it brought me back to the point to where I need to focus on truth, not on circumstances. And so my peace and my comfort came from his word and what I know is being true, and the Lord then allowing me to live that out. Again, were there challenges? Did I do a good job every time? Absolutely not. But overall, we're just thankful for what the Lord has done.
Amen. Another question. So what would, after being helped and having, going through an experience of over a year, what would you say to people who are trying to help people that were going through what you were going through? So not just the people in it, but people that are trying to help. What would you say to the people trying to encourage those going through?
We'll address this, because this was an area I think that was very helpful to her, and she could probably communicate it clearer.
I would just say, just be available. Be available for people. Listen, you know, be willing to listen. Not necessarily give answers, but just willing to listen. I know I had a lot of people texting me, calling me, that I knew were praying for me and us. And it was nice that I knew I could call somebody. And, you know, there were many times when I went out in the car before I left and I just cried in the car, or somebody would call me and I'd be in the car. You know, it was just, I knew I had people I could vent to, because there were a lot of times like that. But I would just say, just be available, you know, listen, you know, that's what helped me the most, knowing that these people were listening to me, praying for me, you know, caring for me and us, but that was very helpful for me.
Yeah.
And I think it'd be important to encourage them that when they're helping someone, to make sure they're giving them good biblical counsel. Giving them good biblical direction, not working off emotions, which sometimes we do. because that's not going to be helpful to anybody. Hmm. So, again, like I said before, we got through what we got through because we were able to live out the truths that we knew and truths that we were learning.
Hmm.
So, again, our whole journey to this day, as we sit here now, we're thankful because of the truth of the Word of God.
Hmm. Changing gears for a second, but I do think it does. It can impact the spiritual realm. You know, it's amazing what they were able to do to you, Bruce, in treating you. I mean, just the fact that they, A, even could know what was going on, and then, B, have a treatment to attack it, and then the fact that you are here in the shape that you're in after what you went through. So on the one hand, I just marvel at what God has enabled man to do with the medical treatments and the technology and the science, and so thankful for the care you got. And so what did you learn about the medical aspect of it in general? Because I think sometimes we get the expectation that we go into these things, we kind of expect a neat, clean, boom, boom. Just what, if anything, did you learn about what we should expect just from the medical community in general, and what man can do, and what we should, those kinds of things? I mean, did you have any, what did you learn in that regard?
Well, we learned that the nurses and the doctors that we have, I believe is a calling that they have, because they did things that we could not even imagine them being willing to do. Hmm. And to this day, we are so thankful for them. And it's a miracle, quote unquote, of the things that they can do medically. Because if we go back 10 years ago, I'm not sure if I would be here. I'm not sure how advanced stem cell transplants were back then, but that whole process was just amazing to see and to watch and to experience. Knowing that the cancer that I have is not gone. I mean, my numbers are down, but I've got the kind of cancer that will never go away, that I'll always have it. They can just maintain it, and they'll maintain it as long as they can. And the doctor told us that, you know, that they've got plans for Plan B, Plan C, Plan D, if and when the cancer comes back again. So we're just thankful that all that's in place. And we know every single year that only improves. Mm. So, yeah. But again, we understand who gave all those folks the wisdom to be able to do that. So we give the Lord praise for that.
Amen. Amen. But anything else that you would just say that you... that's been on your mind, your heart, that you want to say the people of Faith Bible Church or anyone listening on after through
you
all this?
Go first, dear.
We're just very thankful to be part of the church body. I mean, it's just been, like I said before, it's been overwhelming.
Hmm.
Just the love and the care that we've been shown, and I just can't imagine not being a part of a church. Mm-hmm. And we've said that several times. It's like, how do people go through something like this that don't know the Lord or don't have a church family or don't, you know, just...
And that
speaks, I just could not imagine.
And that speaks volumes to me, because you have many children and grandchildren who are close and were able to play a vital role, and that is such a blessing. But yet, you know that there's the body of Christ, and there's a role for the whole church to play in that, just that double blessing, and how important that was. So,
absolutely.
But
We were able to experience body life. Hmm. We were able to experience watching the church live out body life, loving and caring for one another. Now, me being an elder, I'm not sure if that drove some of it, but maybe, I don't know. But we did see very clearly that there were numerous people, I mean, myriads of people who were living out their love for Christ through their gift of encouragement, through the gift of preparing food, for the gift of a phone call or a card or whatever. It was just a joy. And again, this goes back to what I said once before about this whole humble pride thing. In my pride, I would have had a problem with some of that.
Hmm.
But I realized that this was God's opportunity for the body to be able to live out their spiritual gifts in my life.
Hmm.
It gave them a chance to be able to enjoy doing what the Lord has called them to do. Because I know... it probably brought them great joy to be able to do that for us. We, in turn, were the recipients of that. And we're very thankful for that.
And even right there, Bruce, I think it's something that I've heard you say over the years, is that your spiritual gift is not for you, it's for others.
Absolutely.
And here you now are able to see those in the church live that out.
Absolutely.
That is real.
Absolutely.
So, I've even just been encouraged, number one, in my faith that these things are real, number one, for what has happened in your life, but then even the church then to see that it is real in their lives. And so you have this whole scope of people that the Lord used this situation in your life and in the church's life to put on display,
right.
To give him glory. And it reminds me, and I'll close with this, and what came to mind was Romans 5, where Paul says, but not only that, we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that the suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces then hope. And I think it speaks to exactly what you said. In our sufferings, we see God at work, and we do develop character in all these things, but the result at the end is hope. Our hope is bolstered because we've been convinced even that much more that these things are real.
Right.
And I think that's, in summary, how the Lord has used that in
Absolutely.
Your life. So that's that's just amazing. So.
And we definitely would say that we have experienced the joy of the Lord.
Amen. Well, I don't know about you, but for me, that was so encouraging as I got to see the truths of God's word come alive in the life of Bruce and Lil, and even in the life of our church as they reached out and served them during this time, this journey that they went on. So please join us again as we continue these series of interviews on suffering. And for previous interviews, feel free to go to our website at faithcanton.com. Until next time, thanks for joining us. I'm Pastor Jared.